They're part of the Lafayette Urban Ministry's fifth quarter summer learning program, and they're getting their day started with a rally, singing and dancing to get their energy up. LUM Executive Director Joe Mikan says this is the fourth year for the Summer Learning Retention Program.
And that's a big fancy name for us just trying to stop the natural slide that occurs during the summertime in children's learning. Most educational research is now showing that as much as 60% of the achievement gap that separates low-income children from children from more affluent backgrounds comes during the summer months. During those months that more affluent children are at computer camp or church camp or some sort of sports camp, maybe at Purdue. Low-income kids, on the other hand, don't have those opportunities.
Now, I understand you also, you know where they are when they come in and you try to test at the end. Explain how that works.
Testing is a part of what we do here. We do some basic testing. This is not I-STEP by any stretch of the imagination, but we do try to gauge where the children are in those major subjects before we start. And then at the end of the summer, we will do a post-test and gauge where the children are. As much as it is about gauging where the children are, it's also about gauging where we are and how we're doing as a program. We want to make sure that we're being effective and that our time spent with the children is time that they're learning, and it's time that by the end of the summer, their teachers are going to be able to notice that, hey, something important went on during the summer in this child's learning.
After the morning rally, the kids break up into groups to work on math, language arts, science, and social studies. Ryan Lanning is a Purdue student majoring in elementary education and Spanish. He volunteered with LUM's after-school program for one of his classes this past semester and enjoyed it so much he applied to teach math during the fifth quarter summer learning program. Lanning says the atmosphere is fun, but with a definite focus on the importance of education.
Most importantly, like, not to forget about school, that reading's important. They've been doing a lot of reading, and just like stay in that kind of rhythm, like what school would be, or like that attitude.
Since you have so many skill levels, are the kids supportive of each other? Do they help each other out?
Oh, yes, definitely. That's been something that's been really nice to see, whether it's with the youngest group having some of the older kids going to second or third grade helping the just finished kindergarten, or like the oldest group where there's kids going to seventh grade that know everything and I can't like necessarily teach right to them, that are helping the kids going into fourth or fifth grade and like helping make sure that they're picking up what we're trying to teach and stuff like that.
8-year-old Keely says she likes spending her summer at fifth quarter. She says she especially enjoys being with Ryan and the other teachers.
Well, they help us when we get stuck on questions to make us get smarter, because when we get mistakes, it'll help us learn from it.
Do you think that you're learning a lot when you're here in the summer?
Yeah, a lot. Like, yesterday I learned algebra.
And what's your favorite subject in school?
Writing. Like, every day you see me writing, like, stories and stuff.
Mikan says testing done in previous summers shows the students making significant strides in their learning. In 2013, fifth quarter students improved by 20% in reading comprehension and 21% in math between the pre- and post-tests.
So we're very encouraged by what we've seen, so encouraged that we are doing it a little bit bigger this year. We are up to 66 children now, and who knows what the future holds for us. When something is working, you like to possibly grow it to scale, and perhaps that's what the future may hold for it.
For WBAA News, I'm Kristen Malavenda.